Pat, it's got to be a lot of pride for you and all the guys to come up to a U.S. Open venue and win this prestigious invitational up here put on by Marquette and Erin Hills.
Yeah, it means a lot, especially to do it at such a world-class venue. And obviously the hospitality was incredible, but come to a course that held a U.S. Open and be able to win a championship shows you have a good team. And obviously it was a great field to be able to narrowly beat Arizona State was a good success for us.
Well, you look at this final round today, and we're looking at good colors for your guys. I'm seeing a lot of red numbers on the board.
I just think they were so happy to not have that weather we had yesterday with all that cold and rain. But, you know, they set the course up today where you had some opportunities, and we took advantage of those, particularly on the back nine. And we have some guys who aren't scared to shoot low scores, and you needed to do that today.
I was going to say, you look at this board, it's pretty bunched top few teams there, and you barely just kind of squeaked this one out, but over some great competition.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, Arizona State is a really well-coached, great team, you know, perennial golf powerhouse. So for us to beat them is really good and bodes well as we get into the rest of the season.
Tell me a little bit about your team this year. Obviously, in college golf, every year you lose a couple players. Somebody graduates, somebody moves on to the professional ranks, or maybe every once in a while there's an injury or a kid transfers. But how's your group coming together this year?
Good. We lost two very good players last year. Dylan Wu, who had been a three-time All-Big Ten and All-American, and Sam Triplett, who had turned into a great player for us, and both have strong professional careers off to good starts. But Ryan Lumsden's a hell of a good player, played in the U.S. Open this year, narrowly missed qualifying for the Open, played in a European Tour event in Sweden. So we're led by him. And then it's not very well known yet, but David Niffel's a top 75 player in the world amateur golf ranking. So we have two players ranked in the top 75 in the world of those amateur golf rankings. So we know we're going to have a good team, and then some players developing behind them in Everton Hawkins and Eric McIntosh.
Mm-hmm. Where do the Wildcats go from here?
We go to Indiana University's event in a couple weeks at Chatham Hills and look forward to that. And then we'll finish out the fall at North Carolina Greensboro.
Pat, I know that there's been a lot of talk and publicity about some upgrades around the various facilities on campus. How did the golf team do in that whole big move around and shakeup?
Well, all our facilities right now at Northwestern Athletics are incredible, and the investment that's been made by our community and led by our athletic director, Dr. Jim Phillips, have made a huge impact on our athletics, and we're close to announcing the significant upgrade for golf, so keep waiting for that one.
Pat, it looks like holes 12 through 16, you guys threw a ton of red up on the board. Did you feel that was where the tournament was won, sort of?
Well, we had seen, looking at the scoreboard, obviously we had the advantage of 1 and 10 start. So we had really seen that going off of 10, Wisconsin was playing great. There were some really Ole Miss was in front of us, but there were some really low scores being posted. So it just really set up that we were going to have to make a bunch of birdies, and that the back nine was the more scoreable portion, and our players took advantage of it.
For sure. How do you feel about winning this tournament?
Oh, it means the world to do it at such a world-class facility that's held a major championship is really makes the event even a little bit more special, and for those kids to know that their name's going to be on the board in the Erin Hills Clubhouse for a long time on a really cool board up there, that'll mean a lot. They'll come back and want to show their kids that one.
Congrats.
Well, Ryan, it's got to be very special to come up and win this tournament, especially at a U.S. Open venue.
Yeah, it was incredible. The team played great today, and we're just sort of super fortunate. We're very thankful to Marquette for hosting such a great event, and very lucky to be able to play on such a great golf course. It was in phenomenal condition, and we're sort of, just very appreciative.
Now, Marquette, they came down and won your tournament at Knollwood, I believe, the Wyndham, so you did have to return the favor, correct?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Marquette played great at Knollwood and sort of blew us off the course, if you like, and that was part of our focus. You know, we got beat around our own track, and we wanted to come and play well, and we worked really hard last week, and it was nice to see some good golf, especially today. The guys played great, so.
Well, it's got to be nice. You look up on the board, and you and your teammates, I see a lot of red numbers up there.
A lot of red numbers. Today looked like a great round. Just great. The team, everyone sort of looked like they were in control and did a great job.
Could you feel the momentum turning sort of on holes 12 through 16, where everyone on your team, it seemed like birdied almost every one of those holes?
I didn't really know that, to be honest. I was sort of just keeping my head down, playing my game. Made a nice birdie on 12, but the guys I was playing with were also making a lot of birdies, you know, and I felt like I was really just trying to keep up, keep pace, and, you know, keep my head in the game, so I was able to finish out with another few birdies. But yeah, I mean, just looking around, everyone had great attitude all day and sort of great posture, so it was nice to see that.
Was there a key hole or two out here on this golf course where you say, even if I just make par, that's a good one, a good score to walk away with?
Hole number nine. Probably it is the shortest hole on this golf course, and oh yeah, that is a tough hole. I had some history with it last year, finished my round with a triple or something like that, and it's really tough. So I was, to be honest, I was delighted to hit it to 40 feet and two putt today. That was about it.
Kind of just, I mean, I would have went for it anyways from that yardage, but you know, I hit a good shot. It was just a little bit too much draw on it, and I mean, regardless of where it ended up, it would have had been, sorry, for it to, you know, get on and get close. But you know, I kind of hit the shot I wanted to. It is what it is.
What was your yardage coming in there?
I think I had 285 to the hole, and I was trying to kind of hit it right and over the back side of the green, or you know, just have it stay on, and it would have been fine. But yeah, I just overturned it. You know, it is what it is.
You guys had a lot of strokes to make up today, and you made up a lot of teams except for Northwestern, who went really low. Coming into today, did you think you had a shot to win it?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that today the conditions were going to be soft. It was going to be, you know, a little bit easier than yesterday, of course. And, you know, we played well today. I mean, Northwestern just played really good. So, I mean, they deserve to win.
Just got to tip your hat to them.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
You won down by their place. Now they won by your place, right?
Yeah. It's pretty cool, I guess, for us to swap trophies kind of thing. So, yeah.
Where do you go from here? You have one tournament left this fall, right?
Yeah, I think we play in Indiana in 2 weeks. So.
And then you're done till spring?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So.
And you'll get to see Northwestern there again.
Yep. Get a third try at them, so it'll be interesting. But.
Good work, head coach.
You had a possibility to make up a lot of strokes, and you did it on a couple teams, but Northwestern went as deep as you guys did. So.
Yeah, we went toe-to-toe with them. It was fun. It was fun. I mean, just we're fortunate. We've been in this position a couple times now down the stretch, and our guys have really embraced it. And today we played well, and we just got beat. I mean, there's, you know, it was, you know, we played well. We had maybe one blemish on the back nine, but it was, you know, for overall, I'm really proud of our guys and how they competed. And once again, we put ourselves in a position to be in the final group on the last day, and you know, Hunter down the stretch too. That was exciting to watch. And made a little noise on 14, 15, and yeah, unfortunately, you know, we couldn't pull it out. But it's so hard to win in this sport, you know, when you have 11 teams, and but to have those opportunities, and we're going to continue to take positives from that, and we're not going to hang our heads at all. It was fun to be in that position, and for the most part, our guys they stepped up and really embraced the moment. So.
Did you motivate them by going down and winning their tournament first?
I might have. You know, it's fun. You know, Pat's my mentor, and I was fortunate to, you know, get my start in coaching with him, and you know, there's no one I'd rather give the trophy to than those guys. You know, if we can't win it, and so yeah, it's, you know, he's one of my favorite people in that program. It's, you know, they bounce back this week, and we'll get to face them again next week in Indiana, so look forward to it.
You were with him 5 years?
5 years, I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Hunter. I forgot to ask Hunter about his eagle on 15.
I think we got to look at it. I think they might have gotten it wrong. I'm not sure. We'll have to look back at Golfstat and see. They did initially, and I don't know. Cause what did they have at 67?
Yeah.
I don't know if he... I didn't see it. I knew he hit it close, but I know he said one of his scores was wrong, so we'll go back and look at it. I'm not sure which one it was. But
Oliver played really well too, didn't he?
He did. Overall event, and you know, he followed up last week, finished top five, and really played solid. Finished off his round yesterday and made two really big par putts on 17 and 18. That gave him a little momentum. And then, played solid. I mean, had one blemish today. But to finish, he birdies two of his last three, you know, after having a little blemish on 15. So, yeah, his game's in good shape right now. So look forward to that continuing. And then especially his last year, his parents got to come out for the first time from England to see him play. They were. Yeah, so that was exciting to – you know, to have them part. They surprised him, too. He had no idea. So that was fun.
Coach, what's it like to have Erin Hills, a U.S. Open class-style facility to put on your event at?
Yeah, I think, like Pat said, it's pretty special for these kids. I hope they take a step back and have some perspective on, you know, it's not too often you get to play a U.S. Open venue, and then to have a tournament here and to do it 4 days in a row. And so it's really special, and all these folks here have been so good to our program. So it's a great perk, and you know, we're fortunate. It's opened up so many doors for our program too. The reciprocity from this event and getting into other tournaments, and it's been huge.